I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle, and in the studio with us today is Alan Winstead. He's the executive director of Meals on Wheels. A lot of people, myself included, know a little bit about Meals on Wheels. Can you tell me how Meals on Wheels started?
It was about 36 years ago, and we had some people in the community who recognized that there were homebound seniors who weren't able to get out and buy food or who weren't able to prepare lunch for themselves during the day. And they said, you know, we can meet a need in the community and help our friends and neighbors by taking them a hot, nutritious lunch and having a little short social visit with them. That was our model 36 years ago, and that remains our model today.
And it's really, I think it's an incredibly valuable way that we can keep people in their homes much longer and make sure that they're getting good nutrition when they may not be able to get to the store and get it. It's an incredibly good program, part of the United Way.
The Meals on Wheels of Wake County is a United Way partner agency, so we value our relationship with them.
I need to ask, too, this isn't just for the elderly, is it?
While the majority of our people are over the age of 60, and we even have some people who are over 100 living at home and getting Meals on Wheels, we do take a hot, nutritious lunch to people who are younger than 60 because they meet the same criteria for eligibility. They are homebound. They're unable to get out.
Are there some dietary requirements that you have to meet with some of your meal recipients?
Yeah. We work with a consulting dietitian on our staff to make a menu, to make a hot lunch every day that people will want to eat, but will also be healthy. Our people participate in a nationwide survey, and what we find is that the meal is designed to meet one-third of the daily nutritional requirements. For more than half of our people, it provides more than half of the food that they will eat in one day. So our people really depend on getting that hot lunch delivered by a Meals on Wheels volunteer.
When I delivered, I noticed that the meals were never one meal. It was a lot of food, and you could tell that there were more than one milk, and there were a couple of rolls, and you could tell that that was something that was thought of by the directors and the people preparing the food. As we move forward and the boomers age, we're going to see more and more of a need for this, aren't we?
We certainly are. You know, and especially here in Raleigh and Wake County, I mean, we experience two things when it comes to the increasing number of senior adults. One, we have that whole generation of boomers who are going to age they've started turning 60. But just like for families, for people looking for new jobs, this area is also a magnet for retirees who are moving here in retirement age. We're seeing a lot of people move from other parts of the country into our area. We expect in the next 20 years for every one person who is 60 or older living here today, in 20 years, we will have four.
We're speaking with the executive director for Meals on Wheels of Wake County, Alan Winstead. I've always been a big fan because I know that it's important, and I know that it's important. It's not just about the food either. It's about checking up on these people, making sure that they have some contact with another human being and that they're well and that they're feeling okay. We briefly touched on the qualifications. Would you go over that again? Because it's not just, as we said, not just the elderly, but that's mostly.
For a person to participate in our program, I mean, we do ask that they are unable either to get out to buy food or unable to prepare food that's in their house. And so folks really are homebound and their mobility might be limited. It's not limited to the point that they require skilled nursing help or that they need to live with someone 24 hours a day. But because they're in the Meals on Wheels program, in the middle of the day, they know that somebody's going to knock on their door, somebody's going to check on them, ask how they're doing, see if they need anything, and then they're also going to deliver that hot, nutritious lunch. Our people tell us that they really do feel safer living at home, that they know somebody is going to be by, and that they're going to be able to talk to somebody, and they feel safer living at home. And as a result, they do live at home longer, and they live at home independently. And that's their first choice. People, by and large, want to live at home as long as they possibly can. They're surrounded by the memories they have. They're surrounded by their furniture. They're surrounded by the place that they've always called home, and they like it better.
How many people does Meals on Wheels of Wake County serve currently?
In the communities across Wake County, we serve over 1,400 lunches a day. And we do that with more than 150 volunteers every day. These are people who give their time to come and pick 8 or 10 or 12 meals and knock on the door, give people a friendly hello.
It's touching base. It's not just feeding people. It's touching base with them and making sure that they're well and that they're healthy and that they have some human contact. Are you always looking for volunteers?
We use volunteers on a one-time basis. We use volunteers on a regular basis. So we have the schedule. A lot of groups, Girl Scout groups will help us, and they'll make cards that we'll deliver, or they'll make care packages that we'll deliver anytime throughout the year. We have several smaller projects that people offline and not during that regular lunchtime period.
I know that you probably have fairly strict requirements about the food, but is there a way that organizations may be able to help out, donate, prepare?
That's probably where we do have the strictest requirements. Mm-hmm. And so where we have dietary requirements, we have sanitary requirements, mm-hmm. we have production requirements, but there may be some opportunities, and we could talk one-on-one with anybody
with a provider.
Who might have.
If you think you can help out Meals on Wheels of Wake County, who does so much good work in the area, you can check out their website. They're at wakemow.org. And today we've been speaking with Alan Winstead. He's the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Wake County.
Our volunteers get as much out of the program as the people that we help. As our tagline says, food for their table and nourishment for your soul.